You know, these, you know, when people, I don't want to get too detailed about whatever, but when somebody comes out, that's why yesterday I went on about George Bush. I just went nuts about him. Because they, lying to them is fine. They're doing it to implement a greater good. They think this is going to be a better world. This is going to be better. Mankind can't handle this gift. It's the Greek mythology about, Ares. Ares is upset with God for giving fire to man. And so he's going to prove how destructive that he gave this fire to man. And he's going to cause war and destruction to show the world, to show God. God made a mistake by giving fire to man figuratively, by giving divinity to mankind, by giving the DNA that they want to change, by giving that, implanting in that DNA divinity, that you're endowed by your creator with unalienable rights. The glory, the power of the universe is in each one of you. The Luciferian agenda is to disprove that that was a mistake. And they're going to do it by war, by chaos, by death, destruction. See? Look at all this choice has done. So you get rid of the choice. You give me your choice. I'll make you happy. What does the Declaration of Independence say? You have an unalienable right to pursue happiness because you are individual and happiness cannot be defined for you. Even God gives you leeway and gives you options and you're free and you're liberty to choose and choose his path. Even if you become one with God, that doesn't mean God says you have to have a certain painting in your house or a certain wear a certain shirt or wear a certain, I mean, these
get
things,
up a certain time.
Get up a certain time. These things are your choice, your individuality, because you are different. You are, I mean, this is the core. I mean, every one of these preachers, if they have any spiritual understanding at all, this is what they should be talking about. My God, this is the battle.
Yeah, but they ain't.
This is the war. And it's manifesting politically. You think, why, you know, I've had emails. Well, you talk about politics too much. I don't care about politics.
Oh.
Well, you may not care about politics. Yeah. Politics cares about you.
Cares about you. I don't care where you go.
Politics cares about you.
They'll find you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You think you can go out in the woods and just live your life? Oh, no.
It may work for a while.
Yes.
You have to stand.
Yes.
The power and dominion you have been mandated with a dominion, and the mandate with the responsibility with that mandate is to take your dominion and lay hold and lay stakes for God Almighty. And what does that mean? And people think, oh, the religion and this, that. Okay, you want to get a real esoteric? It means that you make an extension, that you make a stake in the ground for liberty. That's what it means. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Now maybe, you know, I've said this only about 100 times, and I'm not trying to sound condescending. I've went through a lot to be able to understand this. I'm lucky because I have the relatives that I have. I've went through a lot to understand this. I've been blessed in certain ways to know this. I just have. I know this. That's what I know. You want to know what I know in this world? That whatever I just told you, that's what I know. This is what I can give you that almost no radio host or anybody out on the air can give you. This is what I can do for you. Sure. Have you ever heard anybody explain this as well as we have explained this?
Nope.
And I know because people call me and they say, Daniel, I know you've, and I've talked to her off air. Daniel, you've only had to tell me this 40 times and it's finally starting to click in.
Yes.
And that's why I say it over and over to understand. There is nothing else. There is nothing else but liberty. Liberty or tyranny?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence or the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There is nothing else. There's nothing else worth fighting for. There's nothing else worth dying for. There's nothing else worth living for. That is it. And you say, well, what about the Bible? That is the Bible. This is the point I'm trying to get to you. That is the whole covenant with mankind. There is nothing else. Liberty. We got a couple callers, and I think we're going to try to get a guest a half hour. Go ahead.
And this fits in right where what we're talking about. Political director of ABC News talks about cleansing America of Trump supporters. So they're already talking about going after us. Over the last 4 years, people of the libertarian media have been called for Trump an author. They're coming after us.
There will be no unity, ladies and gentlemen, unless you relent. It's just like Lucifer. There is no unity coexistence. You see these bumper stickers coexist. That's a lie. That's a rouge. Well, let's coexist until they have power. Then it's like, you're gone. We're getting rid of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
There will be no coexistence if they have their way.
Yeah.
This is the way it's always been. And so there's where we are. Jonathan, last thoughts. It's been great to have you on. You've been an absolute fabulous caller. You're live again. Last thoughts are yours, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. And it's good that you talked about what you just talked about, because it ties into my last message. That has to do with, like, what I think this whole operation has been as far as COVID. To me, it's always been a military social experiment. It has nothing to do with an actual pandemic. Otherwise, if I was the president or, the leader, I would have closed down airports. There would have been no trips to Home Depot willy-nilly. There would have been nothing, right? You would have been stuck in your home until a true quarantine took place. That said, the whole thing with the biometrics that they have out there, right, to monitor us all and to track us, they had to make people wear masks. They had to keep us 6 feet apart in order to do what? What's the most recognizable part of the human body for biometrics? Are you familiar? The one that's most identifiable to? Nope, the ears.
Oh, wow.
Our ears are the biggest signature, better than a fingerprint, eyes, or face structure, or anything, the ears. So by putting the masks on and everything, those biometric machines, all the cameras on that can focus just on the ears. Now, here's the other part of it. I have to say this to all the patriots, fundamentalists, Christians, everybody, okay? Any of us who have been defiant and wearing no masks, myself included, all right, where most opportunities present itself, we've been actually doing a disjustice to ourselves, in that they're able to better track our entire person, our faith and everything. Now, I know we were being defiant. We were standing by our morals and our values and so on and so forth, and our rights, right? Our freedom, I should say. I'm sorry. Freedoms. The problem is that we stood out and we made ourselves known. If they needed to take a poll, let's say, of the largest amount of patriots, constitutionalists, and Christians in this country, they've been able to do so in the past 4 years under Trump, in the sense that we've never come out in mass like this, right? We've always been the same way. We've gone through the internet. We've listened to your show. We've kind of been separated from one another, but we never had this group, right, push into standing up and saying, we're one. We're patriots. And what fear I have at this point, and I hate to use the word fear, it's not really fear, it's concern, is that they now have their red list that they always used to talk about. There'll be a red list and a blue list of who they're going to round up. And at this point, we've exposed ourselves. And all I'm saying is, wear a hat, okay? Wear some fake prosthetic ears you can get after Halloween for like a buck. Those rubber ears, change your ear type. Attach them, sew them onto a hat or tape them in, and then go out. Or if you wear a mask, do what I do. I put slits where, how there was those standard paper masks that everybody wears? The cheap ones you can get for 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I put slits where the nose are and the mouth are, because people don't even look so closely to see if they're open or slit or if they're, torn in any way. They just see a mask and they think, okay, you're good. You can come in. You see what I'm saying?
Great.
You want to be able to breathe. You don't want to breathe in that bacteria.
Great.
I'm saying go along to get along.
That's key.
And be subversive and be, camouflage yourself in the, unfortunately, among the masses. I hate to see you. Yeah.
Great points, Jonathan. Thank you so much for your respect. I got to run. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on, sir.
Yes, very good. Yeah, please call again.
Call back.
They know who you are, ladies and gentlemen.
They know
who you are, but he is making a point. It is the physical defiance that they're concerned about. So they're saying actual people who actually physically defy. And that's a marker. You're not wearing a mask. That's a marker that you're immune to the propaganda.
Right.
And so that is a marker to them. Christina, you're live on the air.
Yes.
Thank you for holding.
Hey, bless you, Daniel, and Uncle Kevin. Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Yes, I believe in speaking prophetically to the situation. So I'm speaking prophetically to Washington, D.C. between now and the 20th, because Mr. Trump owns hotels, and because he assisted with the national debt. I believe what's going to happen between now and the 20th of January, the hotels and the restaurants are all going to open up within 500 miles of Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. Over 2 million people will be going to Washington. Instead of an inauguration, there will be massive arrests, and here is what I believe is going to happen. Thousands of public officials will very soon be embarrassed and humiliated, handcuffed and arrested by everyday Americans using the power of citizen arrest. Their treasonous assets will be confiscated, and thereby we will pay off the national debt. All the hotels and all the restaurants within 500 miles of D.C. will open up. And on the 18th of, on the 18th, mark this down, intercessors, please pray. On the 18th of January will be massive danger, so please pray. Psalm 35 and Psalm 37. That's all I have to say. God bless you, brothers.
Well, thank you for having me. I accept that.
Yeah, great. I'll take it. Yeah,
great.
Absolutely.
We accept it. Thank you, Christina.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you. God bless you. Alan in Texas, you're live on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon. 2215, Uncle Kev.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Should I start calling you 2550 or something like that now?
Inflation.
Yeah, inflation, buddy.
Hey, no, I'll just call and, I've been watching, and has anyone else noticed that what they're calling what went on in Washington, they're calling those riots. Yet when Black Lives Matter and Antifa are running through the streets, burning cars, looting businesses, burning buildings, taking over capitals and such, they just called those protests.
Yeah.
And once again, they're changing the whole definitions of words, and it's subtle and it's insidious. But you know, I guess maybe if all these people like set the Capitol on fire and were tearing down statues and everything, they'd be calling them protests instead of riots. I don't know. I'm rather confused.
Well, even Kavanaugh, you know, it was just 2 years ago. I mean, I quickly forget. They stormed the Capitol and broke a bunch of stuff when Kavanaugh was getting nominated. You know, that was 2 years ago at the Capitol. Oh, those were demonstrators.
And they were protests, right?
Yeah, they were demonstrators.
And it's not subtle anymore. It's not subtle anymore.
Those are Girl Scouts.
This vaccine stuff, it scares me. Like I said, I've got a embryology, developmental biology background, and I still can't figure out. I know there's new technology about how they're actually going to get it, this new RNA, mRNA into the cell membrane, through the cell membrane, and then through the nucleus membrane, to actually get into the ribosomes to actually cause some effect. I was thinking more that what this is going to do is possibly if it can get into the gametes, the haploid cells, the sperm and the egg, and if it can get into that somehow, then it would, because once differentiation takes place, it's going to be hard to get this mRNA into every section of the body, because I mean there's trillions of cells in there that it would have to affect, and it would have, and each one of them has different receptor sites that lets different things through its membranes, and definitely getting into the nucleus is another thing.
That's why you need a booster shot.
All right, that's the next shot.
Yes,
what's in the
that's
next
the
shot?
The next shot.
I don't know. You're talking way over my head. I mean, when you got some background in this, much more than I do. When you hear about this vaccine, what comes to your mind? You said you're scared. I mean, what are you scared of?
Well, like the previous caller was saying, I talked with Dr. Wynn Parker one time when he was still around. And asked him if he, I'd seen a report on synthetic DNA. They created synthetic DNA. They took the nucleus out of a cell. They stripped the DNA out of the nucleus, put in this synthetic DNA, reinserted the nucleus, and all they said was the cell lived. And this report I saw in like 2010. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, he didn't really answer that question, but he said, no. He said, but the Japanese have just announced that they have actually been able to incorporate nanocircuitry into the codons of the DNA strand itself. And I said, wow, that's a biological robot, robotic biology, what? And he said, yeah, when you understand some of this stuff, it can get rather scary. Like I said, I know there's technology that's been developed since I was in this. And, they might have figured out some way to, get this inserted into every cell. So when replication takes place, it's nothing human anymore. I can't say exactly what they're doing. I understand enough of the basics that the whole general idea of it scares me. We will not be human anymore. what it's ultimately going to do, that's hard to say. You know, they might know because they've been studying this in their deep, dark labs, you know, for quite a while. And, you know, they've been doing, you know, cloning and everything for quite a while. And they, for a long time before they even, before the little cute little sheep came out, you know. You look back at movies like The Island of Dr. Moreau. And things, like that, you know. You look at centaurs and minotaurs and, you know, stuff that was presented to us as myth and just, you know, fictional history. But, you know, unfortunately, it almost seems like what they presented to us as fiction has a lot more of reality in it than what they're giving us as reality. And that's really scary. Like the last caller, I believe the last caller mentioned the movie End Time. You want to talk about ultimate control when if you don't work, if you don't produce, your time is not re-upped, and if your life clock runs out, you go bye-bye. And then there are the Time Lords, the elite, you know, that sit up there with the Time Givers. And, you know, they basically, I guess, live forever. Transhumanism,
the
future.
Let me interrupt you a little bit and ask, get you comment on something, because we've heard Klaus Schwab, of course, World Economic Forum, John Kerry was over there, these people, Justin Trudeau, they're saying now this idea about the Great Reset. And I said a week or so ago on the show, ladies and gentlemen, write this down. The Great Reset means a rehypothecation of what it means to be human. That's what I've said. Please write that down and remember that. The Great Reset means a repothecation of what it means to be human, a repothecation of mankind. I want you to react to that, and what's your thoughts about that statement?
Yeah, it's not just a global economic reset. Yeah, I'm along with you. Yes, I can't. Once again, I can't say ultimately what the outcome of this is going to be, but whatever it is, we will no longer be what we call humans. You know, if you I don't go into the religious, you know. Philosophical type stuff too much because that's everyone's personal consideration. As far as I'm concerned, I don't deny anyone what they want to believe. You know, the experiences they've had. We all
You get into the honeypot because then it's like, oh, well, you disagree with this 1% with me on this. Then the enemy becomes a Baptist or a Methodist. So the enemy's not my Methodist instead of Klaus Schwab. It's like, come on, Christians.
I know.
I mean, God Almighty. Okay, yeah. Maybe we do this. Okay, let it go. Can you let it go? The enemy's right. Klaus Schwab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not your brother over there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So the Baptist, Methodist, whatever, Mormon, whatever, disagree. Agrees. So what?
Big deal.
So what? They're not Klaus Schwab. That's your enemy. Anyway, go ahead.
That is true. Yeah. These evil. I'm not going to say what I would say normally, but yes, the evil beings that that are at the top of the pyramid, if you want to put it into their terms, they're not human. Are they aliens? I can't figure out. They definitely think alien to what most of us out here. What I still hope are most of us. Good people out here, you know, in our thought process, we don't wake up every morning thinking how we can, you know, rape and pillage to get, you know, betterment for ourselves. Most of us out there, still think we just basically want to be left alone to live a life, you know, as peacefully as we can without all these encumbrances that they put on us. Charlotte Iserbeet, I wish I was listening to her right now instead of me blathering on the phone. If there was ever an oracle that told us and dang near to a T, how this is going to be brought in, and unfortunately, you know, it's what's probably going to continue. She's a brilliant woman, documented every bit of it. I'm Charlotte, you're in my thoughts. You know, when I ordered my book from her, I actually called her at her home in Dresden, Maine. I've still got her number around here somewhere. You know, and I actually got to talk with her in person for a little bit. You know, you're lucky you get to do that periodically. But
she's quite a woman.
I'll go ahead and drop off and let some other callers get in if you got them. But guys, appreciate you what you're doing.
No, thank you.
You know, I listen to you as much as I can. Dang it,
God
every
bless
day.
You.
And
thank you, Alan.
My best wishes for all y'all.
Yep.
God bless you. Same to you. Great, ladies and gentlemen. Great callers today. We really enjoyed you guys calling. You know, Charlotte. One of the things my phone has been blowing. I knew you guys wanted to call because my phone, my personal phone, was blowing up this morning. People are concerned. They're calling me.
Yeah.
They're, you know, all across the board. I'm talking about people, you know, very prominent people calling me to, you know, my relatives call.
Yeah,
I mean, all across the board. And, you know, at some point, you know, somebody like Charlotte Iserbeet, okay, here's what it comes down to. She has laid out for you. She has risked her life Her work is seminal. Her experience, her sacrifice is monumental. And at some point, it comes down to, okay, you know that, you appreciate that, and this goes with so many of our guests. Are your children out of school? And I'm not trying to lecture you or be mean or be whatever. You know, if all those things are true that Alan just said, and they are, and so much more about Charlotte in that book, if that's true, then why are your kids still in school? And as we go move forward, you know, the past is the past. It's water under the bridge. As we move forward, the highway is narrower and narrower. And these choices become more and more important. And it will come down to, okay, I have this information. I have this spark. I have something in me. I believe in God. I have faith. I have conviction. Then you have to show it. And I use her as an example. I've talked about school a lot. And if offending people, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm trying to help you as much as I can. You know, I guess Lucifer says the same thing. I'm trying to help you.
a friendly gas.
I'm a friendly gas. I have the benefit of dealing with these people and seeing a lot more maybe than you do, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and come to these conclusions and be immersed in this. At some level, you can argue, you can be upset, you can be whatever. You believe Charlotte Lisbury? Are your children still in school? You believe, you know, some of the other, the vaccine, Sherry Tenpenny, did mm-hmm. you get vaccines?
Yeah.
You know, you believe in Dr. Group. Do you have these products at home? Are you ready for, in case there's a pandemic? Do you have the list? Do you have all the things, the five or six things?
All your ducks in a row?
Yeah. Do you have a little food storage? Do you have water filters? Do you have, it's everything is magnified. The highway's narrower and narrower. Can we navigate it? Of course we can.
Yeah, of course we can.
Of course we will.
Yeah.
But you must, I believe, start making these choices and have your life match your conviction or match your beliefs.
Be prepared.
And belief and conviction will win out.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. We got a guest for you on the other side. Charlotte's cooked up somebody. I don't even know who it is. We're going to have somebody allegedly a guest on the other side. Thank you. You're listening to the Power Hour.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Orega Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil, P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, please check out thepowermall.com and, the great products, you need them. You need them. I've said enough for the last hour. We got a great guest here today. I didn't know who it was going to be until about literally 3 minutes ago, but this is a surprise. Charlotte came through. Charlotte's not here, but Mary Fanning is. She's a national security expert. She works a lot with General McInerney. Her website is theamericanreport.org, theamericanreport.org. I'm very excited and very grateful for her to come on such short notice. Ready in season or out of season, here she is. Mary Fanning, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's nice to be with you. Thank you.
Yes. Why don't you just very quickly, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you have a new book. Explain that and tell our audience who you are.
Well, we do. In fact, Charlotte called me late last night as she was perusing some of the information, and we are longtime good friends. Like your other listeners, I have the highest regard for Charlotte and her letting the American people know about the dumbing down of our children in our school system. But our new book that we put out and immediately became a bestseller is The Hammer is a Key to the Coup, The Political Crime of the Century. And you can read many of our articles at theamericanreport.org and the Center for Security Policy.org. And the book is about a surveillance system. It had been a foreign surveillance system, which was built for this country in 2003 to keep America safe after 9/11. A CIA whistleblower, he had been the creator of this system called the Hammer. When on February 3rd, 2009, John Brennan and James Clapper illegally commandeered this very powerful foreign surveillance system and turned it on America. And they began blackmailing and leveraging Supreme Court justices, members of Congress, 156 Article III judges, military. This whistleblower, CIA whistleblower Dennis Montgomery, came forward And he blew the whistle on Dennis Montgomery, blew the whistle on John Brennan and James Clapper, who not only did they take the hammer and put it at Fort Washington, Maryland for them, their own use, illegal use, but they had a VPN into the Obama White House. And this means that they were taking this powerful foreign surveillance tool, and keep in mind that the CIA has no charter to spy on America or Americans. And so they were obviously outside the law, and they took this system, and they were not only blackmailing and leveraging people, but so, too, they were using the exploits that run off of this super surveillance system known as the Hammer. And some of the exploits, one of them is known as Scorecard. And on October 31st, before the election, we published a piece and told exactly which states were going to be stolen and how. Because Scorecard is a prismatic scoring algorithm that steals the votes at the point at which they transfer is when they hit the internet. And so that has been borne out, and we, of course, don't have a crystal ball, so we knew that they were stealing the votes and from which state. And there is a group of people who have been documenting since November 1st, showing exactly where the votes were stolen from, longitude, latitude. But what's really disturbing is they're using our own tools of government that were made to keep America safe. And what they did is they not only took the hammer and were using it illegally in this country, but then we found that it was being replicated in the UK and just recently in China. And so, yeah, that's right.
I didn't know you were coming on today. We should have had you anyway. I mean, this is unbelievable. Anybody connected with General McInerney is a friend of ours, and I'm very glad that you're here. What you just said in those couple minutes is heavy, heavy information. There's a lot of directions I want to go. We don't have a lot of time. Let me start with this. Okay, I don't want to say President Trump conceded. I'm not saying that. Something, obviously, this coup at the efforts to bring this to light have really took a punch to the gut here in the last couple of days. Is this going to be able to come to the light? Are they going to be successful at stealing this? From your perspective, your thoughts.
Let me put a couple things in context. One, there's proof positive that via cyber warfare, it wasn't just China. It was China, Russia, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan. The Pakistani ISI out of Islamabad had entered our election via cyber warfare, stole votes, flipped the votes, massive blocks of votes. The American people aren't stupid. There were only 14 people showing up for Joe Biden. And this was a massive landslide for Donald Trump. But he has a policy of America first. Donald Trump is the first person who has stood up for this country. Rather than outsourcing and offshoring all of our jobs, he has demanded that we make America great again and take care of America first. So this information is going to come forward. But beyond that, understand that when Donald Trump just came forward and he said that there will be a new presidency, he did not say it was for Joe Biden. Keep that in mind. And part of what he did is part of the invoking the Insurrection Act is first you must tell people to go home and to be peaceful. That must be done to fulfill the requirements to invoke the Insurrection Act. And so everyone that is well aware of what just took place in D.C. understands that Antifa had infiltrated that group, that that's where the violence came from, and that the whole thing was a setup.
Wow. I don't even know what to ask you at this point. I mean, my mind is going, excuse me, my mind is going a million miles a second here.
Well, keep in mind something. Ki Bono, who is benefiting from that, the violence that took place there?
Oh, sure. I mean, it was obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good.
It was obvious. We got all that. Mary, we're really, I'm just trying to, moving forward in the next two, so does the president know everything that you just said that you laid on us? Does he know all that?
You're about to find out very soon.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said. This is going to come to the forefront. The president is aware. He understands that this was not just votes that were stolen in this country, that there were destroyed votes, that there were votes that were printed in China, but also that this was an act of cyber warfare that came in and stole an election that was deciding who to put in the White House. This is not just, you know, foreign governments. They're foreign adversaries.
So when you say
who was going to decide.
When you say we were about to find out, you're making me think that he's going to use the executive order from 2018 and use those powers and maybe the Insurrection Act on this. That's what I think of when you say that. Can you say any more?
Well, I really can't say too much more, but we've all watched the criminality. We've watched those who we elected now believe that they are global oligarchs. And so they've forgotten that they work for us, we the people. And if you think that you're going to steal the vote, because you're not just stealing the vote, you are stealing America, you are stealing freedom. And if the lights go out here, they go out everywhere around the globe. And
Daniel Webster said that 200 years ago. You know, what happens once in 6,000 years, miracles do not cluster. And if America falls, the whole world will go in chaos. I didn't get a chance to do a lot of pre-work, obviously. I didn't get a chance to talk to you, so we're kind of feeling each other. I mean, your research is amazing, your book. I mean, I'm real honored that you're here. We have 14 minutes left in this interview. To the people listening, we are hurt, we're broken in our spirit, we feel kicked in the stomach, we feel downtrodden, we are faithful, we've been fasting, we've been praying, we've been supporting, we've been fighting, we've been standing. What can you tell our audience right now that will maybe buoy them up, maybe as we move forward for whatever's going to happen?
We're experiencing a tectonic shift in this country, but your listeners need to understand that the American people must stand shoulder to shoulder, must unite in prayer. We will not lose our country. This is our time. This is our place. We cannot put our children into a Soviet-styled gulag or understand handing over our country to China. Joe Biden, The mainstream media may not want to talk about it, but the fact that China gave his son and China has no private businesses is all the Communist Party. The fact that they paid him a billion and a half and out of Ukraine another $1 billion. We cannot let our government officials who actually work for us be bought off by communist thugs.
Many people are jumping ship off Trump. Betsy DeVos just resigned. I'm like, gosh, Betsy, what are you doing? I mean,
fine,
many people.
That's good.
Yes, I agree.
Because Betsy DeVos was stuffing down the American people's throat, Common Core, which is a brainwashing operation, which has totally removed our history from its education system. It was put in place by H.W. Bush, who turned out to be quite a traitor, didn't he?
Yes. My question to you is, who is still there? Because is anybody prominent? It seems like they're all leaving, but who is still there with President Trump to be able to help and support him at this time?
Well, the same people that came forward to President Trump and said at one point they wanted to take and remove Barack Obama for his many acts of treason from office. And white hats in the military came to President Trump and they asked him if he would stand up and if he would be the man who would save this country. And it has been a daily grind, and there's not many people that could have withstood what President Trump has.
Absolutely.
But he is standing with the white hats and our military, and they are taking America back. And the most important thing is for the American people to support this, because this is pure Alinsky, which is being played out before us. It is the flipping of our country into hardcore communism. And when they talk about globalism and we're going into the, you know, global order, the global order is the new global communist order. And they couldn't go there without taking America.
See, you're bringing, this is what I've always put my hope on. People, I never put my hope in one person. I'm not that naive to think that even Donald Trump, as dynamic as he is, he's not there by himself. This is what's giving me hope. People like General Flynn. I think when General Flynn was arrested and indicted, I think that was a signal to everybody, all these white hats you're talking about, people in the government, patriots in the government. I think to me, that was the signal that this is life or death. This is do or die. There is no retreat. This is, you know, Washington at the Delaware on Christmas Eve. I mean, this is it to me because they realized it for them. What's your reaction to that?
No one is coming to save us. We are the people we have been waiting for. America has been awakened. This is a great awakening. This is your country.
Wow.
You have a responsibility to stand up. You may not leave this country and hand it over to communists. You have a responsibility to the next generation, to your children, to your grandchildren. This is our time. This is our place.
Wow. So in the next... All right, let's talk about short term, the next 2 weeks, and then let's talk about, you know, 6 months out. So very short term and then medium short term. What do we need to do and know, and what do you see coming?
One thing that the American people can do is get in touch with the White House, let President Trump know that you're standing behind him, and ask him to declassify all of these documents that the intelligence community has refused to do, which shows from the get-go that Donald Trump walked into the presidency. The Russia collusion was a hoax. The impeachment was a hoax. But why? Why are they so bent on removing Donald Trump? Well, because it's a crime syndicate in Washington, D.C. It truly is the swamp.
Do you... think that I think they're scared that he's still going to do something. He still has power. He's still the president. That's what I think.
Well, they're cutting off, you know, you're not allowed to speak on Twitter. You're not allowed to. They are shaking in their boots. And you notice even the GOP, only six Republican senators stood with President Trump. So understand that. Also keep in mind that the Obama administration took the hammer with them. So they have the ability for blackmail and leverage. And that's why you don't see many people, they're afraid to stand with President Trump.
Confirm
to me. The American people are not.
Confirm to me, yes or no, if you can. I've been looking at this, trying to back up on the board, and there seems to be a plan. Donald Trump has a plan. I can, or the White Hats have developed the plan using Donald Trump as the face of it to go after the Federal Reserve, to destroy that, to create this global reset to kind of, wall it off from America, that America, this whole America First agenda. The Great Reset may be happening in Europe, but it's not going to happen in America. And there's going to be a rev up and a new world, a new regeneration, a new awakening in America, militarily, machinery, industrially, all the educationally, all these things, that is the plan, and that they, I mean, this is do or die, and I don't even know what I'm asking you. Can you confirm any of that? Is that true, or is that just hopium that we're all smoking here?
No, it's not hopium. And so understand there was a great purge of those who respected their oath out of the military. But all those men who were purged out of the military that are that honor their oath to the U.S. Constitution, they are standing up in there. And many more white hat military are standing up with President Trump. If we go into the abyss, we will not come back. This is our last chance to take back our country. It's not just having an election stolen. This is having America itself, America herself, stolen from the American people.
I'm about sick of hearing...
Country,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mary.
The vote was paid for in American blood and treasure. We have a responsibility to secure the vote.
I'm about sick of hearing people say, oh, well, we'll get them next time. We can hold the Senate. We saw how that worked. We saw live votes being changed right on. Purdue lost votes right on live TV, ladies and gentlemen. The same thing happened. We'll get them. We can fight. We can hold this. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you dumber than dumb?
There will be no next time. I mean, so
I believe everything you just said. So if Donald Trump, if Biden gets in the presidency, He's going to shut down the NSA. He's going to shut down the avenues. He's going. I mean, really, all that's left is some sort of open revolution by the American people. Are you telling me you think there's a chance that this is about to flip and Trump is going to pull a gambit on this?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. But it's important that the American people stand up and stand with President Trump right now. There are, you know, General Flynn made
what
a point of telling the American people.
What does that mean?
That means,
stand with him. What does that mean?
That means support him, stand with him, make yourselves heard. Do not cower in the corners. That's not who we are. That's not who the American people are. Let yourself be heard. Reach out to your congressmen, your senators, and tell them that they work for us. This is our country, and we will not stand by while they hand the vote to Joe Biden, you know, a man who came out of his basement drooling a couple of times, who couldn't even put a couple sentences together, who had maybe 14 people. Even when he came out with the great Barack Obama, he couldn't attract more than 14 people.
I just
American
got a text.
People aren't stupid.
I just got a text. Rush Limbaugh just said now that Ted Cruz is starting to back away from Trump. Even Ted Cruz is now starting to back away from Trump. I mean, you're basically telling me that, and I want to believe you, and I trust you, and I trust General McInerney's intelligence, that there are patriots.
And General Flynn.
And General Flynn. There are people willing to stand, and they are ready to hold the line. They are ready to do this. America needs to stand. America more than ever needs to. I don't give a darn what Fox News or what CNN says. They need to scream like they've never screamed and make their voice heard like never before. Right. That's what you're telling
me. You
right
bet.
Now. Right now.
Right now. And I never expected that Ted Cruz was going to go the distance.
Yeah, me neither. Really.
That wasn't going to happen. He was always standing with some other folks in the shadows. So people know who Ted Cruz really is.
Boy, you don't pull punches, Mary, do you?
Well, there's no punches with the truth. You're either telling the truth or you're not.
We have about 5 minutes left. It's been a real pleasure meeting. I hope you come on later when I can think of some intelligent questions. I'm really just going off the cuff here.
Well, General McInerney and I have been doing quite a few shows together, so it's important that the American people stand up. It's important that they understand. General Flynn has told the American people, there's 98% of us and 2% of these global oligarchs who think that they're going to take our country. We're not going to let that happen.
Well, I'm not going to push back, but let me present something, because even I got relatives that are like this. They watch CNN or MSNBC, and they are, you talk about brainwashed. I mean, I mean, 40% of the population, they're almost gone. They're come out of the school socialist. They're watching CNN. I mean, it'll take 100 years to reach them.
Well, I mean, anyone who understands Yuri Bezmenov, and he told
yes.
us, this KGB defector, that they were brainwashing the people, and that at that point, he told us, you know, he said, anyone under 40, most of them are brainwashed. Our school system has had Marxism fed to it since, you know, understand, even when the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers, you know, that guy in Barack Obama's neighborhood who
yes.
just happens to be on all these boards with him, they were feeding all the weathermen had been in sciences, but they all went into education because it was important to take over the minds of the American youth, to make them start to hate their country, to start believing in Marxism, communism. They've been brainwashed, but it doesn't take, you know, it's difficult to remain brainwashed when you see that all your manufacturing is being shipped out to China, when you see that your entire pharmaceutical industry, so as they came at us with COVID, you know, we had to, beg China if we could get some HCQ, which, by the way, that factory just burned down in China.
Wow.
We need to take back our industries, our manufacturing. The American people built this. They are going to take it all back and make America great again. We are not going to become a colony of China. Imagine, this is the same China, Wuhan, that put COVID in order to affect this election. They told us they were going to do that in a book, Unrestricted Warfare. They said that they were going to do exactly what they have done to destroy our economy, take us over via technocracy. That is the scorecard, the prismatic scoring algorithm, where China will decide our vote. So when you see that they were actually throwing their elderly that were still alive in body bags into furnaces in Wuhan, then it might be time to stand up and protect your freedom.
You know, that's such a great point, because there's a normalcy bias in this country that, oh, well, you know, that's there. That's on the movie. It's not here. Well, it is here now. And so once you realize that, then there's nothing that can stop you. Once you're free and you have the liberty in your mind of, well, here's the alternative. Well, then, I mean, something kicks in you like a lunatic. I mean, you can't be stopped once you just come to that realization. There is no other back line. This is a mutually exclusive proposition. I got a text that says that the line has been down. They've tried to call the White House and the line has been down. So I don't know. I've just got a text, so I don't know. I don't even know if that's true. I don't know if you know anything about that.
No, so I don't know if it's true either, but the American people know, and we have a certain bit of time right now. This is not going to go the way that the Democrats, the communist Democrats, think. I mean, they turn the narrative. We've watched them burn our cities for how many months? Actually, for how many years? About Ferguson, Missouri. All these false narratives being presented as the globalists are funding all this against this country. We must stand up and take our country back again. If we go into the abyss.
You finish. Go ahead.
That's it. We go into the abyss, we will never come back again.
We have about a minute or so, maybe not even left. You know, Charlotte was going to be here. I love Charlotte. I honor Charlotte. I just can't say enough about her work and how important it is. I'm really starting to feel that about you. I really like meeting you. We're on a good path. I hope you come on again. Leave a thought about schools. I've been screaming to parents, if you believe Charlotte, if you believe the truth, then get your children out of public schools. Your thoughts on any of that or any of Charlotte's work in conclusion. Got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, Charlotte told the truth about brainwashing the children, and the teachers union doesn't give a hoot about anything but the teachers union. Maybe the COVID will provide one thing, and it will break the union. They don't want to teach our kids? That couldn't be better.
Wow. Mary, thank you for coming on. We'll reach out to you. We'll have you on again. God bless you from your lips to God's ears. Ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free. Please pray. Please fast. Please tell your neighbors. Please be vocal. Please be a part of the Power Hour. Be aggressive now. Do not be suppressed. Do not let them put you in a box. You are America. You are endowed by God, not them. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Stay there, Mary. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.